Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're home with enhanced network security when you add XFi Advantage. In with internet that stays fast, even when everyone is using it. And in with the best streaming experience on all your screens, so you can watch your favorite live TV and more in all your favorite places. It's out with AT&T. And in with simple, easy, awesome. Now through June 30th, get started with this incredible offer with up to 400 megabits per second download speed and TV for $80 per month for a year with a one-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage for enhanced network security and unlimited data. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires EcoBill, paperless billing, and auto-pay enrollment. Restrictions apply. New Extreme Pro and Basic TV customers only. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV fees, extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey. Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to with one and stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table turn. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Wednesday. Turns out it's going to be a historic day in this franchise's history. News breaking, obviously, top of the hour here from Shams, from Woj, from everybody. The Grizzlies have traded Mike Conley. Here we go, John Martin. If you thought the drama for the Grizzlies was going to start tomorrow with draft day and who they take at number two, then you'd have been wrong. Here we are, Mike Conley, now a member, it appears, or when this thing's official, of the Utah Jazz. John Martin, what you think, brother? We're starting out with big news here.
Yep, certainly is big news, and there are varying opinions on the return that the Grizzlies got back for this trade. I see one guy say it's more than anyone expected to get in the deal. I see others say that the Grizzlies took back spare parts for Mike Conley.
We'll try to sift through it.
There is a lot to break down about this trade, obviously. First and foremost, it is the end of an era. Mike Conley is no longer a Memphis Grizzly, and he was the conductor and such a big part of what the Grizzlies did over the last, 8-9 years. And so you certainly
tip your cap to him.
Yeah, that's all you can do. Played through so many things, was part of the most success the Grizzlies have ever had. So certainly that should be said as well. Here's what we have going on the show today. At 11:25, we're going to talk to Mark Giannotto. That is the plan as of right now. I'm sure he is feverishly pecking away at a column. Hopefully we will be able to catch up with him at 11:25 to get his thoughts on this deal. It pushes back what was a very interesting day yesterday over at the Lori Walton facility. We had a chance to meet and talk to the freshman group, the number one recruiting class in America. We met them. And so at 12:25, we are going to talk to Tony Matlock, assistant coach for the University of Memphis Tigers. We'll get his thoughts on what he's seen in the limited practices and workouts that they've had, and more. The AAC schedule was released today, so we know exactly who the Tigers will be playing in conference, home and away. That is fun. It's all coming together, Jason. Hope you're excited. Buckle up. Get your season tickets. Get ready for that parade.
Let's do it.
We will talk to Tony Matlock at 12:25. Then in the third hour, we're going to be joined in studio by Thad Young. Thad Young will join us and as well as Norton Hurd IV. They will be in studio in the third hour. We will talk to them about Thad and his life and what's next for him. He is a free agent this summer, and we'll get all his thoughts on the NBA, certainly this deal for the Memphis Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm.
A lot to get to on the show today. So, all right, really quickly. Mike Conley is headed to Utah. That is ultimately who the Grizzlies did the deal with. And after a few sort of moments of confusion, it basically boils down to Grayson Allen, Kyle Korver, Jay Crowder, the 23rd pick in tomorrow's draft, and a future first-round pick. Now, on that first-round pick, it is 2020, and this is from Chris Harrington right now. The 2020 pick the Grizzlies are getting in the Conley trade has the following protections. 1 through 7, 15 through 30 in 2020 conveys if it falls 8 to 14. So the Grizzlies do not get it unless it's 8 to 14.
Okay.
In 2020. So
they won't get it in 2020.
2021, same thing.
Same thing.
Same protections. 2022, it is protected 1 through 6. So it seems like you will probably get it 2022. So it basically you're getting a 2022 first round draft. I mean, in all likelihood, right?
Yeah.
You're getting a 2022 draft pick in the first round. And again, that's
only in
addition
to the 23 you get this year, but that one is looks to be a while down the road.
That's 3 years from now, but with Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, the Jazz still should be a good team.
What are the protections again? The weird little window there?
Yeah, it's 1 through 7.
Right.
15 through 30.
Okay.
In 2020 and 2021.
Yeah, so 8 through 14, they got a hit on.
Right, which the Jazz will not.
They will not do.
Yeah, yeah, the Jazz will not be in the lottery.
That's not happening.
Not the next 2 years. That's not why they
That's
made this
deal. That's the late lottery. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it basically boils down to, you know, I would predict another 20, you know, circa 23 overall pick in 2022.
Well, tell me this, and we're getting down to nuts and bolts here in terms of what you're getting. But with Kyle Korver, Sol Harrington mentioned it. I backed up partially guaranteed for 19-20 for 3.4 until July 7th. So it sounded like he's a candidate not to be here, a candidate to go. And so what you'd be getting, John, is a expiring in Crowder, mm-hmm. Grayson Allen, a guy you and I both talked about, you know, obviously one of those young guys, but not one you and I right now have a bunch of confidence in. And then 23. And this pick that we think you'll probably get in 2022.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's the deal. That is the deal for Mike Conley. I mean, my reaction is I would have liked more.
Keep in mind, we said in the initial stage,
right.
We said the exact same thing about Marcus Hall. Remember,
yes,
it was almost
did.
The same reaction.
Yes, we did.
It was the initial is, oh, man, felt like you could have got a lot more than that. So and later on, my point being, you felt a lot better about it, especially after the way DeLon Wright finished the season. You know, obviously he's a restricted. You got to figure that out, and especially with what you got from Jonas now, and you're in a situation now where it looks like you're going to try to re-sign him. So we liked it later. There's a possibility we'll like this later. I mean, now you got to look at who's down there at 23. Do the Grizzlies use that? Do they do something else with it? Do they use the pick, get another young player? There's a possibility, I'm saying, John, that we'll like it later.
Sure.
This feels now like obviously. Yes, you look at the names. It's the names we all been saying, John, for the last 2 days. Don't impress us.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's literally the trade that we've said doesn't really impress us.
Grayson Allen has proven nothing in the league.
Not yet.
He has proven now.
And he may never.
In fairness to Grayson, right?
He's on a better team.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
There's no question. So getting on the floor on a better team.
He will have opportunity in Memphis that he has never had before.
Correct.
So you could look at it that way.
I'm going to be real frank with you. Why don't you like him? He fits your kind of player you like.
Well,
what is it about him?
He went to Duke.
Okay.
So it's a little different.
It's the Duke boys.
Yeah, it's just a little different. Now, listen. There are things to like about him physically, right?
Oh, absolutely. Athletically, he's a plus athlete.
Are there any numbers that support him being a good NBA player? No, you won't find them. But listen, again, you can talk yourself into Grayson Allen at least giving him a chance because he's been on a good team that hasn't necessarily needed him, and now he'll get opportunities that he's never had before.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Korver, likely, like you mentioned, buyout candidate.
Sounds like it to me.
As well as Jay Crowder, who was going to play 1 year in Memphis, and then he will be on his merry way.
I thought of Kyle Korver was a guy the Lakers or somebody to look at. Now that you hear the Lakers are, side note, looking for, you know, to get that cap space for the max and get another guy, but Kyle Korver seemed like a perfect guy for them.
Now, the mock draft, right, the number 23 pick.
Correct.
I'm going over to ESPN.com right now.
I'm already there.
And the number 23 pick in this projected, now again, it's a different team. Mm-hmm. But
it's a Maryland kid, isn't it?
Bruno Fernando, mm-hmm. yeah, which you don't need. So it will be somebody else. But, I mean, if we're going to go sort of with the guys in that range, right, Cameron Johnson, North Carolina, Keldon Johnson, Kentucky, let's see, KZ, Okpala, with from Stanford, Ty Jerome from Virginia.
Time to do your homework.
Yeah, so now you're getting really into.
We already said it's thin draft, Brad.
Yeah.
You know? But now you got to dive into these guys because gonna be names that you didn't not household names that you watched all day long in during the college basketball season.
It is amazing to me that there are people who say that this is an amazing haul for the Grizzlies, and there are people who say that this is a horrible haul for the Grizzlies. Like, I just don't know how you can come down on two extremes like that. I mean, you evaluate a trade in the sense of, like, okay, who from this deal is going to matter for the Memphis Grizzlies, mm-hmm. right? We know how Mike Conley is going to matter for the Utah Jazz.
Yes.
He is going to make them a vastly better basketball team. I mean, now you're sort of pinning your hopes on Grayson Allen developing and hitting on these draft picks. I mean, and that's so hard to do.
There is value in having an expiring contract to Crowder, though. You realize that. I mean, you're not just you're also creating space here, John.
Yes, he's an asset later on.
No question about it. So there's that part of this deal
too.
Not
on the court.
I'm not giving you that to give you to start an argument here that this is some great haul. I am not ready to go to that extreme, and certainly won't. But I am here to remind in the case that we all fall in that same sort of same day depression that we did after the Marc Gasol trade, that this could turn out okay. My one concern would be, and it was the approach we all said we thought they'd take, is do you wait until free agency? Now, if you think you weren't going to get a better deal, we said it then.
Mm-hmm.
If you thought this was the best you could do, and man, I got to think too, man, they were eyeing putting Conley in a good spot. Like, you want to feel good about that, right? You want to feel good about that if you can get what you think is a good deal. And if you think this deal is as good as you're going to get, plus you're putting Mike in a spot where he can compete, you know, for a title, certainly a playoff. They're a playoff team. Then you pull that trigger. That said, I would have liked, yes, because, I mean, it's the same approach. I would have liked to have waited to see. But, again, if nobody comes to the door, we've talked about it. Lakers ain't going to be one of those teams that strikes out and goes after, you know, that's done. They don't have the assets to do it anymore. And so maybe this was the best you could do. That said, I've got no confidence in Grayson Allen. You guys have known, we've been on this before. And, again, who knows what you get with that 23 pick. But here's what it also tells you. Ain't going to be any funny business tomorrow. Remember how we were talking about funny business yesterday, reading those reports from the Knicks and all that stuff out of New York and how the Grizzlies might do something? This locks it in. I mean, Ja Morant's your guy. You pull this trigger now, that's you basically telling Ja, come on down. So at least we know, at least we know, no funny business tomorrow night. Ja Morant's going to be the pick for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, like I went into this with higher hopes, I think, for Mike.
I know. We did the same thing for Gasol. We had higher hopes.
But Mike, way more productive than Mark.
We felt he had more value at this time than Mark did at that time.
Mike coming off statistically his best season.
But again, he's got more on that contract, too.
He does. So it was not an easy contract to trade.
Different situation.
That is another fair point. So, listen, my sort of baseline was good young player and a pick. And there are picks that are marginal right now, and because the Jazz don't plan on being a bad team the next 5 years. They have a core now of Mike Conley, Donovan Mitchell, and Rudy Gobert. You know, that team is going to be a playoff team for certainly the next 3 years into 2022.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they keep everybody around.
Oh, after the playoffs, they're kicking themselves for not doing the Conley deal.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Or not offering more then. I mean, that's what they came away from the playoffs thinking.
Gobert is young. Donovan Mitchell is young. Yeah. You know, so they're going to be
in a wide open West.
They're going to be a factor. Like, they're not going to be a non-playoff team. But it's fine. Like, it's clearly something that the Grizzlies had to do. The rest of the league knew that as well. And so that also sort of hurts your leverage too. But I think where I'm at on it is I would have liked a little bit more. I would have liked a little bit more.
I think it's
Grayson
fair to say that.
Grayson is just so
the
unproven.
Minutes afterward.
Grayson has done absolutely nothing in the NBA.
I mean, have we seen flash games from him? Have we seen, you know what I mean? I can't think of performances I'm just talking about, you know, and not a lot. No. But again, in fairness to him, different situation. You're not playing much there because you're already on a playoff caliber. Mm-hmm. You're already on a playoff squad. So again, he'll get that opportunity here. He certainly will, and we'll see. We'll see what happens. And he has the athleticism, right, to be a quality NBA player.
Yep.
It's does he have the mental makeup? Is he going to shoot the ball well enough? It's all that. I mean, there's so many questions still that Grayson's got to answer.
Now, the other side of the one good thing you can say about this deal is that they now have assets. They've got first-round picks. And
which they had to get, John. That's what I'm saying.
You don't necessarily have to use them, right? Like, you don't have to submit those picks yourself. You can use them as trade bait. You know, so if you do that, you know, you can make this deal better with another deal, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
And maybe they do that. I just saw a tweet from David Aldridge that just came down. Memphis will be listening to offers on that first rounder that they acquired in this deal on number 23.
Absolutely. You flip that into something if you can.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
In what we think is a thin draft.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see like what they can get for it. But,
sure.
You know, I appreciate them listening to offers for that because now you do
just
have
the idea
options.
That you can get more assets, John. Again, we don't like the players in that range, you and I.
Right.
Just the idea that you could get more for it.
Right, maybe there's somebody out there that does. I don't know. But you're right. I mean, listen, we thought the Marcus Gasol deal was—
In those minutes after, felt exactly the same as this vibe I got from you initially when we walked in here. But I think I've turned you a little bit in terms
There's
a little bit of weight. You got to do a little bit of weight.
Nobody's winning Executive of the Year for that Marcus Gasol trade.
No.
I mean,
you were over a barrel with that one, too, for the most part.
Right. It was a decent trade. You got a good player in Jonas Valanciunas back who came to Memphis and produced at an unbelievably high level. But it's not like it was, you know, this amazing, you know.
Well.
It's not Danny Ainge, you know what I mean?
According to Mark, they had other offers, and they did right by him.
Yeah.
To Marcus Gasol.
So, you know, but it worked out fine. And I think ultimately this one will probably work out fine. It's just not one that I'm writing home about, I guess, is where I'm at on to sort of bottom line it. On Mike, I mean, this is the quintessential end.
Are you sad or are you happy for him? Sad or you initial feeling Mike Conley is now not a good, is sad or happy?
The sadness stopped quite a long
time ago. Right. I'm actually kind of happy for him.
Yeah, because it was over for me once he comes out and says, I don't really want to be here anymore, in so many words. You know what I mean?
As politely as he could pop me, as classily as could possibly be said. No one could say it classier than Mike Conley.
Yep.
But that was the point. He had drawn a line.
Exactly.
You know, a classy line, but he'd done it.
And he'd given you 10 years of his career.
He just sat here and watched Mark go win one.
Yes.
You know, I mean, that's the thing about it. And so for him, with a team, I'm with John 100%. There's no way this team misses the playoffs next year. And obviously in a wide open West, they've got even a better chance. I'm happy, you know, for Mike Conley to be headed on out of here and to a playoff contender. That said, I don't put that above what the Hall is. I certainly hope they haven't done that.
Right. Oh,
you
know what I'm saying? Can't do that.
Clearly they haven't. I mean, surely they haven't done that. But, yeah, man, I think this is a day to feel good for Mike Conley. You know?
Yeah, I do too.
And to salute him.
And listen, he is a guy who could take the Jazz to, in like you said, the wide open West next year with the Warriors sort of reeling from injury.
Look at the mess Houston's in. They're about to drop. What I'm saying?
They
don't even want to run it back, and they should.
No doubt. They could be a top three seed. Why not?
Well, you look out for Denver.
Right.
Look out for the Lakers. By the time this is done, they're going to have a team that's ready to be top three in the
West.
But
they're in the conversation.
Oh, absolutely.
Certainly for home court. At least for home court now with Mike.
Top four seed. They've been in that conversation for the last few years without Mike.
So, you know, listen, you are happy for him in that sense that he is now, like, what Mike wanted was he wanted to go to a place where he could contend. He didn't want to go to, you know, a bottom feeder. He wanted to go somewhere where he'd have a chance to contend. And maybe he won't contend with Utah, but they'll be a really good team. Like, they'll be a really good team in the Western Conference.
He's back in the playoffs, and he's playing for an NBA title. That's what he wanted. You know, that wasn't going to happen here anytime soon.
Yeah. Now,
not at a level that's reasonable.
I mean, welcome John Morant, obviously.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I
like that part of it. I mean, we
Yeah.
Kind of like when you get a little angst before the guys sign in college basketball, kind of like what we were seeing around here before Precious Achiuwa lands. There's a little bit of angst before this draft leading up to. You read those reports out of New York and we were doing it yesterday. What did we say? What did we end it with yesterday? Don't play.
Right.
What did our man Rashad Phillips tell us? This is the Patrick Mahomes of year's draft. You don't play with that.
Yep.
You take it. You keep it simple. Don't outthink yourself here. And this tells y'all, I mean, this is the confirmation of it. You know, you read in Giannotto's comments, like I told you yesterday, John, you didn't get the feeling the Grizzlies have already told them they're taking him. But if this ain't telling you right now,
right,
the trade, then nothing else will.
Yeah. Hardwood Paroxysm, who is obviously Matt Moore,
mm-hmm.
He's lukewarm on the deal. He does. You know.
I think that's where we're at.
Right.
Don't see how you could kill it today. How can you kill it? Because we don't know what else was out there. We don't know if there's going to be those bidders in free agency. We always say you want to play close to the vest. You want to get all the offers you can, so maybe waiting is better. But this might be the best they could have done. So, again, I don't see how you could kill it or go the other way. You said this. You can't go either extreme here. We'll see how it works out. You knew you had to trade him.
I think what you can say is that it was a much bigger win for Utah than it was for the Grizzlies.
Oh, they got their man.
Like, it was just, the Lakers.
But you always say that. You're never going to get the return for the super. That's your line. It's been your line for 3 years.
Right.
You never get the return for the superstar guy, John.
Grayson
You've been living
Allen.
By that.
Grayson.
I know that's the one for me. If you want to go, I'm a little bit underwhelmed. It's because it's Grayson Allen.
Yeah.
We've been saying we don't want him for a year, John. We've been saying we don't want him part, you know. So, again, and I hope he does. I hope he convinces us. He comes in here, he gets the minutes and the opportunity. Again, a different situation. You're going to play here. And that he convinces us that he can be a contributing member of this team.
I'm not sold.
I don't have any confidence in it.
I'm not sold that, like, I mean, these are not good first round picks.
I remember we go back to Peach Jam watching Grayson Allen and watching him dunk on. I thought he was the next big thing. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
But again, we've seen.
Yeah.
You know, and again, mm-hmm. you have to keep saying it. Has he gotten the full opportunity? But there's a lot of questions surrounding him. He should be a great shooter. You know. He's a hell of an athlete, but he should be a great shooter. He's not there yet. You know, I question a lot of things about Grayson Allen. I hope he gets there now. You know?
Draft Express, it sounds like, just updated their mock draft here, but it doesn't reflect that yet. They said they're going to update it. Still Bruno Fernando at number 23, so maybe they'll update that.
Think about Grayson, too. Folks test him.
Right.
Because of his past, right? Everybody knows it. It was a national story. When you get up here to the league and the big boys – man, they don't. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna get pushed around for a while until you earn that respect, because you've already got that rep as sort of a hothead. You know what I'm saying? I mean, unfortunately, it precedes you. And so, in this sense, I mean, everybody and their mom tests Grayson Allen, and that may end up being a good thing. May toughen him up. May make him the guy that we want him to be now as a Memphis Grizzly. But man, we had our ex on him, right? We had our ex. No, Grayson Allen. Well, here he is. Hopefully he convinces us all that we were wrong.
Yep. All right, when we come back, Mark Giannotto going to be in studio. We will talk to him about his thoughts on the deal and more. He's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's NBA draft time, and the Grizzlies have the number 2 pick. Come celebrate at the Bluff Memphis Watch Party on June 20th at 7 p.m. with SB Nation's Grizzly Bear Blues blog, the I Love Memphis blog, and 92.9 FM ESPN. Hang out with the staff from the I Love Memphis and Grizzly Bear Blues blogs, and Jason and John from 92.9 FM. Great giveaways, a live podcast, plus all the action on the Bluff's many TVs. The Bluff Memphis NBA Draft Watch Party, June 20th at 535 South Highland.
Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
JJ Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track.
Uh-oh.
But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Save up to 25% with discounts at Direct Auto. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today.
Direct General Group Nashville. Rates vary. Discounts subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds and his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No, Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With
IKEA, you can send your kids off to college with a new Alex desk, setting them up for any scenario. Like when the cafes are full, it'll be their quiet haven. Or after heated debates, it'll be a place to cool down. Or when they don't answer their phone, it's probably just under all those books. Call me.
Get 20% off all desks. Offer valid for IKEA family members in U.S. stores only from June 5th through 23rd. While supplies last. Visit your IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com for details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
Saturday, July 13th, Duncan Williams Investment Bankers presents the Doobie Brothers live at the Garden. Don't miss this fantastic summer show at the Memphis Botanic Garden. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. For more info, visit liveatthegarden.com. Also presented by FedEx, True Green, Infinity of Memphis, Regions Bank, Radiance, Pro Show, Mahaffey, and PDR.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Mike Conley headed to the Utah Jazz in return for some protected picks, or at least one protected pick. Kyle Korver, Grayson Allen, and Jay Crowder. Mark Giannotto's got his laptop in here right now. Are you going to be, like, writing the column as we do this interview?
Well, I had the bones of something written, you know. You got to, in the newspaper business, you got to be prepared. I thought it was going to happen tomorrow night. And see, you just want to be prepared. I gotta flesh it out a little bit more. It'll take me some time, but hopefully have it up before we go on air at 2:00 with Gino and Jeffrey.
Why'd your gut tell you they're gonna do it now as opposed to wait until free agency?
It was just a contingency plan. It wasn't like my gut told me. It was just like my editors were like, "Do you think that he's gonna get traded? Just have something ready in case he does get traded." And I figured whether he got, you know. Once I write it now, I don't have to write it in July if it had happened in July.
Completely.
So
we're all doing our initial "what do you think?" So what do you think?
I think it's an okay deal, and here's why I think it's okay. Essentially, in Grayson Allen, and then these two first round picks, mm-hmm. you essentially have three mid to late first round draft picks, essentially, and you have a chance. If you hit, to me, the deal looks good if one of them becomes a starter for you mm-hmm. long term, mm-hmm. either one of the two first round picks or Grayson Allen, then this deal looks exactly kind of how we hoped it would, where you're getting a young asset for Mike.
Right.
So they've given themselves three chances and cap space, three chances to hit on finding a starter to go mm-hmm. alongside Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. And they've given themselves a lot of cap space. And they've given themselves maneuverability tomorrow night and in the future with, you know, guys like Jay Crowder and Kyle Korver and even this, if they want to trade this 22nd pick. So it's not the greatest deal in the world. I don't think anyone's arguing that.
Well, there are people who are actually saying that it's an amazing haul.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't call it amazing.
You weren't amazing, were you?
I don't think you were. Not with
the league,
not when you're paying. Not when the rest of the league knows you have to trade him.
Precisely.
Not when you owe. You're gonna have to pay him $67 million over the next 2 years. But
going into a depression about this thing ain't the right way to go either. It could work out okay.
I heard you when I was driving in here, though, Jason. I do still think this. Like, you can't tell me this deal wouldn't have been on the table a month from now, though. My one question would be, why do it right now?
Mm-hmm.
And my whole thing also was, if you wanted this 23rd pick from Utah, why not wait to pull the trigger till tomorrow night when you can see, like when you get to the 20th pick and say, like, I don't know, I've been throwing this name out there. What if Bol Bol drops, or someone's dropping,
and you can
then you go in and pull the trigger, like you have the. And I don't know if Utah was giving them an ultimatum, but it felt like you had more leverage on Utah in that this was their move. Like, they're not going to go out. Utah's a lot like
exactly.
Memphis. They're not going to go out and sign someone in free agency, more mm-hmm. than likely, like Mike. And so that would be my only question about this. Why now?
Same question I have.
Why right now? But, like, when you look at the actual trade, I see where it made sense in that you get these two first-round picks. That 20, presumably it'll be 2022 if these reported projections are accurate.
That's what it feels like.
Right.
Now, that's the double draft. So,
exactly.
You know, that's the draft where the one and done rule, it sounds like, is going to be gone.
So that will actually end up being a deeper draft.
Yeah,
exactly. We did not bring up that point on that 2022 pick, because that's what it will likely end up being, is a 2022 pick given the protections. There's real value there.
Yeah.
That's the best part of the deal.
And the question is, that third year, Mike, I don't know, maybe Utah will re-sign Mike, but Mike only has 2 years left on the deal, but they'll probably still be pretty good. So it'll still probably be late teens, to early 20s.
But it'll be a deeper draft, to your point, because you're going to have a lot of high schoolers in it.
But like I said, it's just, you hit on one guy like a Chris Middleton, who just, someone like that. You get the next Chris Middleton,
a good shooter
in the, who can be a longtime starter for you. Then I think you look back on this deal much more positively than you do today.
Yeah.
And so it is contingent on this front office hitting on at least one, whether it's Grayson Allen becoming better than what he showed his first year, or these two first-round picks that they have, finding a longtime starter out of that. I think when we look back on it, if we go, they got cap flexibility and a young starter for the long term
mm-hmm.
for Mike, I think we would actually look back on it, maybe not home run, but
no,
we'd
but
look
so
back on it positively.
Okay. What do you? You're an ACC guy. What do you think of Grayson Allen, the player? Like, were we too hard on him in the open? John and I put in, we've always said we don't want Grayson Allen, but in his defense, he's had a 40-point game. What do you think of him as a player?
I think he's got potential. I don't know. Like, I don't know if he's the longtime starter.
If he's the one out of three that we're talking. Yes.
I do see him as being, he can be a useful rotation player, is how I guess I would phrase it with him, is how I envision him. I don't envision him
becoming
Chris Middleton, for instance.
Yes. Right. Right.
But I do.
I don't either.
I could see him being, like your third wing or something like that.
I mean, that's what it. He's not. People are sending us.
Your second or third wing.
The Grayson Allen fans have come out of the woodwork.
I did not realize he had a bandwagon like this.
They're all here, John. I told you in the first segment. I can't believe you're not on it.
I did not
he's
realize.
Typically your kind of player.
Grayson Allen fan.
Ultimately,
club.
You look at his numbers. He wasn't as good as Dylan Brooks was as a rookie. I mean, I don't think, at least. I know he had the 40-point game or whatever they're saying.
That skewed his averages majorly.
But like, he was a guy who bounced between, and I guess he was on a better team.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, you have to keep saying that.
But bounced back and forth
and
between the G League and the NBA.
That over and over. Folks are like, he's a rookie on a good team. He's
like,
not a first
I think it is.
We know that.
My initial reaction was, I don't love the deal.
If they were going to do this deal with Utah, Grayson Allen was really the only,
right,
unless you wanted Dante Exum, and I think
that both say,
once you got DeLon Wright, you don't need Dante Exum. Mm-hmm. He was the only sort of real young
player
that even made sort of some sense.
And that's why I never loved Utah as a trade partner. I was like, it's more of like, they did the deal with Utah. Like, was there literally nobody else? That kind of was where I was at with it. When we don't know. But.
Yeah, no, and that's why I just don't. That's my question coming out of this. Is why right now? Mm-hmm. Why did you need to do this right now? Why not either wait till tomorrow night when you have a better sense of exactly what player you might get at 23? Or better yet, why not wait and see who else is going to be there in July? Because my sense is Utah was there at the trade deadline. Utah was there now.
Because he's their man.
Utah,
I love the point you're making. Utah was going to go anywhere.
Utah was going to be there
that was their
in
guy.
3 weeks.
Right. It's the best option for them,
and
Mike Conley.
And so that's my only question at this. Why right now?
How much would there have been? I guess that, the question
And
would
maybe the deal wouldn't have changed.
Right. How much more would there have been
but
to extract?
But still, I think you feel a little better. You know, you want, you know, wait and see.
Like, you'd have an idea tomorrow.
This whole Boston situation fleshes out more. The, you know, you look, you, we see what the late, what exactly the Lakers, they're trying to carve out max cap space.
Yeah, which I can't believe that they're still trying to do.
Well, but maybe they can, and maybe they still strike out, and then Mike's there. You know, there's just so many different teams I feel like that could have been in the picture, and you would have felt.
That was my play.
You would have had more certainty about who you were going to get.
Right now,
either way,
now
the, in that with that 20.
But I'm with you.
Pick.
I can't poo-poo maybe, this just because they didn't go my route.
Now maybe this is just the first. Maybe
exactly.
They're flipping this 23rd pick for something else. Maybe they've got something else lined up. In which case, there's more to this, and they're, you know, they're playing chess while we're playing checkers.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and
that should be said, you know, because that they do have now what they didn't have before now, which is some flexibility, some maneuverability that, you know, they have assets now. So if they flip this into that,
assets and space, cap space.
You know, it could be a very incomplete sort of sequence.
You know what's kind of crazy? Who's, you know, who the longest tenured Grizzly player is now?
Oh gosh,
Longest tenured Grizzly, was it, is it Dylan Brooks?
Chandler Parsons.
Oh my God, it is.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, it is. I saw him in. I saw him working out in Germany. Have you seen? Have you been?
Yeah, Dusseldorf. Mm-hmm. He's back in Dusseldorf getting those knee injections.
I will
probably.
Say, my guy is doing literally everything that is scientifically even possible.
Here's what I will say, though. One of the pictures he posted on Instagram, it looked like he was flexing his abs for the camera. Like it was like he was like he
oh
it was like he
God.
Was trying to make it like an action shot. Like here's what I'm doing. But he was very clearly flexing while the camera was
shot.
Can
you imagine him delivering the team speech next year as the vet to start the preseason?
Like Chandler Parsons is like your locker room resident vet. Like,
oh boy.
Like,
well, no, you got Jay Crowder now. Jay Crowder.
Until the trade deadline.
Yeah, but
and CJ and CJ Miles, there's your veteran.
Oh, CJ
can take it over. Get that.
That dude, he opted
there's
in before.
He knew he wasn't getting $8.5 million. Everyone else is opting out.
He's opting in.
Oh,
he called the Grizzlies before the last game of the year. He's like, hey, you know, I can opt in still, right?
I can't because we're gonna see the most change we'll see is from John. I can't wait to watch Grayson Allen win you over and you get giddy about him. Like,
I mean, listen, I'm hopeful. Like, I'm not writing him off. All I'm saying is that, like, he, you know, he had the 40-point game against the Clippers, but outside of that, you know, he's had a couple dunks here and there. No numbers really support him being a great NBA player, you know. So
I will say this. He does not strike me as the type of player that Memphians typically embrace. I don't know if he actually is, but he comes off as a bit entitled.
Mm-hmm.
Comes off as, you know, he's just – obviously he's got that whole Duke persona.
Yeah.
He trips people and does
– hopefully that's
he has
done.
weird emotional outbursts, at least in college, but – if he can play, that's what I found in Memphis. You can play. Memphians will like you.
No doubt.
But the background doesn't necessarily suggest he's gonna have to earn the city's trust.
Memphis will give him a chance for him to win them over, though.
Yes.
Especially guys that have – I mean, remember Zebo had a rep sort of coming here, and we embraced it. You show us that, you know, you're worth it, and we'll embrace you. No question about it.
It does clear the way clearly for Ja, though. Like, you talked to him yesterday, you know. I mean,
nice hustle on that. Did you do that during the Tigers press conference? That was amazing.
I did. It was
Man, you were hustling.
You get a call, you know. I got a call at about 1:00. I was at Las Delicias with Jason Munns eating lunch and got a call. Since the day after the draft lottery, I'd been.
I figured there's no way you're putting that interview together in one day.
No, yep. I've been trying to line it up, and they, you know. To his team's credit, they kept stringing me along. And at one point, like a week and a half ago, I was just like, listen, like I will not take offense if you're just not going to give me him. Just tell me if you're going to give me him or not so I can plan my coverage plan, so I can map out my coverage plan. And they were like, no. Like we might get him to, you know, they kept stringing. And then I got a call at 1:00 and they're like, you can get him for 15 minutes at 3:15 Eastern time, which is 2:15 here, right in the middle of the Tiger basketball availability. So, but you're not, I mean, I'd been working on it for 3 weeks. I'm not going to pass up the chance to talk to him. So I
and
got
he
him for
he
15
gave you a
minutes
lot.
On the
I mean,
phone.
He gave you a lot in terms of what he thought of them. We didn't get a lot of that from his father. His father didn't want to go down that road for the most part. You got a lot from Miranda in terms of what he thinks about this team and being here.
Yeah, no, it's, he, it, The
doesn't
most
care about small market.
No, does
so,
not.
So he
care.
Says. Did that sound like lip service, or was this?
No,
he
I
strike
sensed,
you as a guy that's like that.
Well, he struck me as a guy who kind of, while he wouldn't straight out say it, he kind of knows he's going to be in Memphis.
Absolutely.
You know, he has a feeling he's going to be in Memphis, mm-hmm. so he's not going to say something to. But I do actually believe, like, why would he care? You know,
because he went to Murray State.
He became a star at Murray State.
I'm with you.
He's from this small town in South Carolina. Like, I don't think he would mind being in New York or L.A. or Chicago.
Like, R.J. and Zion seem like those kind of dudes that were kind of set on big. I don't get the sense that Ja ever was set on in L.A. or in New York. Maybe a little bit, but it doesn't come off that way.
Yeah, no, and the most interesting part was him talking about this. He was here not this past weekend, but the weekend before, and they had this big dinner.
Yeah.
It was really the meeting when he was here in Memphis at Rendezvous. Mm. And Para was there, and Wexler, and Kleiman, and like he said, everybody but the coaches was there. Like the entire front office, they had this big barbecue spread,
mm-hmm.
and he said it was them getting to know him and him getting to know them. Even though they like you know they were days away from naming Taylor Jenkins the head coach, and they did not tell him that Taylor Jenkins
yeah,
was going to be the head coach.
In your story.
And they didn't tell him what style of mm-hmm. play they were planning to use in the future. And Ja said, you know, he came prepared. Like, he knew everything about the Grizzlies, he felt. And, you know, just their roster and their makeup and their history. Like, he says he watched the core four, like those Z-Bo. He knows about those Z-Bo and Tony and Mike and Mark teams.
We asked Dad yesterday if you dive in already on the team you think you're going to or anything, or do you wait until your name's called and then dive in? I got the sense from Dad that they've taken a little bit closer look than he was letting on, and then from reading your column this morning, oh, yeah, they've done some studies.
Yeah, he knows what he's getting into in Memphis, I sense, from a just roster standpoint. But he said he said just like we've kind of gotten from this front office since they got into place, they didn't reveal much to him, he said. At least that's what he told me.
Don't tell you the coach. Don't tell you.
And he said it was more like them getting to know, you know, everyone know, you know, they knew how talented he was. They knew the player he was at Murray State, but they were getting to
tell
know off the court Ja.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of it. That's a big part of this select. Like, not that this meeting would have make or break whether they're going to take Ja Morant, but it's the reason why you want him to come to Memphis, because you want to make sure, like, are you ready? Is this guy ready for this, with what we're talking about now? Like,
right.
Mike Conley's gone, and it's going to be Jaren and him. And honestly, after every game, they're going to have to talk. They're going to have to be the face of this team as it's losing maybe 50 games next year, maybe
mm-hmm.
more. And is he ready for that?
Yeah.
And I think that's what that whole meeting was about. And I you know, it's hard to judge off a 15-minute phone conversation. I've never met the guy before, and I got the sense I was one of several phone conversations
sure.
he was having with reporters yesterday. He was doing kind of a run of them. But there's nothing to suggest to me that he isn't the type of guy who can handle that.
Oh, I think
I'll
he
put
can.
I'm looking
way.
Forward to it.
I think he can.
Yeah,
and
I think he
like, listen, when you're if you're going to be bad, you want at least some sort of beam, right? Some beacon of hope, you know, for the future. And you have two. You actually are, and maybe more, right? We'll see what happens the rest of the way with these picks. But you got John, you got Jaren Jackson Jr. And these periods of time are much easier to get through when you have that. When you have Ja Morant, who's he's going to be dunking on people. Like, that's going to be fun to watch.
It's a lot like what we talked about with Memphis basketball. Like, Tubby's last team and Penny's first team had basically the same record.
Yep.
But you felt so much
different
about them
absolutely.
Because you had hope.
Now, we know you loved watching Tubby teams. So, for you, there wasn't much of a difference.
Well, I didn't mind Tubby teams.
Nobody loved Tubby teams more than Mark Giannotti.
Man, that man was going having beers with Tubby.
You were.
I did have beers with Tubby a couple times.
There is no doubt you had a soft spot for Tubby.
I did. Well, he treated me well. Like, well,
Let me tell you a story, Mark.
I didn't think he was. I never thought he was a good fit for the job. I made that clear.
Did he tell you how much he hated this place and this city? Did y'all get into that?
No, he was too smart to like. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't bat. Even after he got fired, and I had a beer with him in Dallas.
You had a beer
after
this man?
Yes.
Come on, brother.
Come on to my recruit room at my house.
No, there was no more recruit room after
this. He was already the head coach. I went to Dallas for Penny's first
he
recruiting
is a class
trip.
Act.
And we ended up, we were both staying at the same Marriott in Dallas. and he spotted me at the bar. He actually came up to me and sat down next to me.
Gennaro.
Yeah, and, you know, and so and we had a nice conversation. I don't think I can, you know, it was as off the cuff as Tubby gets, I would say.
Did he say they did him wrong on making him come back for another day to get fired?
Here's what I'll say. Here's the story I'll tell that he told me that day that I found fascinating. I'll just put it this way. A prominent booster after they got back from – a prominent booster who was very much involved in the firing of Tubby and hiring of Penny.
That scoundrel.
After they lost to Cincinnati in the AAC tournament.
Yes.
The booster called up Tubby to congratulate him on what a fantastic season they had had and what a, you know, what a great job he had done at the end of the year. And Tubby goes to me, he goes, and this man, I already knew at that point, this man was trying to get me fired.
They did some old JB. Oh, they did some old Bickerstaff. You still the coach.
Hello, man. Congratulations on a great season. You're fired!
So
it wasn't that great of a season.
It was
a pretty horrible. I mean, it
was better
horrible.
Than people give him credit for.
It wasn't horrible, yes, but
it wasn't an entertaining or exciting brand
here.
Of basketball. I'll say that. But he got a lot out of the guys he had. That was the problem, though. It was the guys he had. It was never about, to me, Tubby's X's and O's coaching. There were a couple games where late he made some bad decisions, but there were also a couple of games where he did a masterful job.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Mike Conley has just tweeted. He said, "What more can I say about my city? You guys made me the man I am today. Memphis is home always. Time for another chapter. Excited to give all I have to the Jazz and the city of Utah." Well, Utah is a
he
state.
Said the city of
yeah.
Utah, really?
Yeah, but that's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
Salt Lake City is a very. I've been to Salt Lake City and I've been there.
That's nice.
I've been skiing out there. There's it's one of the cool cities in that, like, whereas when you go to the Colorado Rockies, you got to drive, like, 2-3 hours to get to the mountains from Denver. Salt Lake City, like, Park City and all that stuff is, like, only 45 minutes away. So I don't know if Mike Conley skis, but
it's cool. Jason would say that he does not.
Ski?
Yes.
Hey, he may.
You think he might?
He's probably giving it a shot. Keelan has.
Yeah, and it did not go well. How bad are the Grizzlies going to be next season, though? Like, I mean, is it 50
It'll
losses?
It'll be fun bad, though.
Like, my hope is they are going to be like the Atlanta Hawks were this year. A 25-30 win
coming
team
on at the end of the year
that you feel good about.
Yep.
Like, they might win fewer games than they did this year,
yep.
But I think you're going to come out feeling better about them.
Yeah, I think we could see the same thing with Ja that we saw with Trey, where he struggles maybe for an entire half a season, but by the end of it, you see a guy that's picking it up, and you're happy you made the decision to give it to him right away because you got to go through the struggles to get to the good. And I think we'll see there's a good possibility we see a season from Ja like Trey's, where he's a slow starter and then he takes off.
Yeah,
you know?
That makes sense to me, Mark. I know you got to get out and
thank
write a
you
column,
for this,
man.
Brother.
I appreciate
no, you're
the time.
Well,
I should note we will have audio from Ja Morant on Giannotto and Jeffrey today.
Ooh. There you go.
That tease.
The number two pick in the 2019 NBA draft. There will be audio on Giannotto and Jeffrey.
Brother.
Nice job.
All right, we'll come back. We're going to take your calls on this trade when we come back. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. Do you like it? Do you love it? Do you want some more of it? Your thoughts when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 presents the official Jason and John Memphis Draft Party on Thursday night, June 20th, from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Join 92.9's Jason and John and watch the NBA Draft at our Draft Party at the Bluff on Highland with Grizzly Bear Blues, SB Nation, and Joe Mullinax, along with I Love Memphis's Holly Whitfield. The 2019 NBA Draft Party at the Bluff on Highland on Thursday night, June 20th, with 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's Sports Station.
Frontier Western Store's world-famous boot showroom is waiting for you. With aisles and aisles of boots in one easy spot, you will find your next favorite pair at Frontier. Everyone loves Ariat boots, and Frontier has over 1,000 pair in that brand alone. Come grab a pair of rugged work boots like the Workhog, or discover an everyday classic in Ariat's Rambler. Tons of other brands as well, Rocky, Dan Post, Red Wing, Durango, Justin, Twisted X, and many more. Frontier constantly restocks and refreshes their lineup of boots, so you're certain to walk out of the store happy in your new comfortable footwear. They have a wide assortment of sizes available for men, women, and children. Work, dress, or play, Frontier's knowledgeable staff will cheerfully help you find the perfect fit. It's boots galore at Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road, Olive Branch, or on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated, you know it, since 1967.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's two locations and experience it for yourself. One is at $56.99 Mount Moriah. The other is at $71.99 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's thewingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
The fourth annual Redeemers Group Love Well 5K and Festival is coming up on Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. at the beautiful Greenway along Humphreys Boulevard. This year, the June 22nd event benefits Serenity Recovery Center. There are so many ways that every one of us can love our city well. Run, walk, volunteer, donate, fundraise, or be a vendor. But the time is drawing near. Choose one way to love our city well this coming June 22nd. Go to lovewell5k.com and be sure to share the Love Well 5K and Festival event on Facebook, lovewell5k.com.
Not a big summer guy, too hot. Not a big winter guy either, too cold. My favorite season, safety season. Because it's every season, 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by for all things safety. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
But I could not get you back.
Why don't you head on over to the Wing Guru? It's lunchtime. Fill that belly with the best wings in town, whole, party, boneless, however you like them. Maybe you like them with a beer. Maybe you'd like to have them with Tubby Smith. The Wing Guru, it's Billy Richmond. He's a former Tiger basketball player, now turned chicken entrepreneur. He's running this town now with the best chicken in town. Best gourmet burger, too, if I do say so myself.
Yep, the burger is amazing. The fried green tomato.
You ain't tried it.
I know people who have.
Including yours truly.
I stick with the wings, though.
Oh, soul food. Because
you cannot lose. Anything you do at the Wing Guru, you cannot lose. But those wings, though. Honey Suicide, Garlic Sriracha, Spicy Taco 901. The exotic premium flavors that you won't find anywhere else in the universe. You can only find them at the Wing Guru.
$56.99 Mount Moriah or $71.99 Stage Roads, where we'll be tomorrow. Broadcasting live. Come out and see us have a little lunch tomorrow over at the Wing Guru Bar location. You're always getting down. When you're getting down, you're getting down with Billy Richmond and the Wing Guru. When you see him, you tell him Jason and John sent you, please.
The Memphis Grizzlies have made a deal. They have traded Mike Conley to the Utah Jazz for Kyle Korver, Jay Crowder, a couple first-round picks, and Larry Bird. So that is certainly good deal for.
Didn't know that.
I have actually changed my opinion on. It's Larry Bird. They got Larry Bird. I did not think it was Larry Bird, and now I've been alerted to the fact that the Grizzlies got back a combination of Kevin McHale and Larry Bird. So now I love this
Grayson,
deal.
Yeah.
I love this deal for sure. What do you think about it? 535-377-6535-ESPN. Your thoughts on the Grizzlies trade today. We go to Mike. Mike, you're on.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, bro?
I like the trade because Grayson Allen's a young player. He was a good four-year college player. And I know it was at the end of the season, but he had that 40-point game towards the end of the season. So, you know, that means he has flashes of potential. And then I don't know how long Korver and Crowder are going to be Grizzlies, but you could possibly take the 23rd and package it with Crowder or Korver and then move up in the draft to move somewhere to take a player that you want. So it gives you a little bit of flexibility for this year, and you know, you get the additional first-rounder next season. So, yeah, I like the deal. Have a great one.
Yeah, Mike, I appreciate the call.
I think it's a fine take. Fair take.
You know what I would say to the whole end of season production thing? I have two words: Marshawn Brooks. Y'all try to talk y'allself into
talking
Marshawn
about his 40
Brooks.
Point game into the
season. I mean, y'all had he scored like 20 or more, seven straight games. Y'all act like this dude was, you know, about to be a rotation guy, and 29 games into the next season, he was off the and he's not even in the league anymore. You know, so I'd never ever put any stock at all into end of season production. It just doesn't matter. You have too many teams that don't care about winning. Or
it's
they're resting.
Point.
I mean, you know, that to me is not a case for Grayson Allen. I'm sorry. Like, the fact that he put up 40 late in the year, that is not a case.
I would just stick to what is certainly a case and must be said is, I mean, you're talking about a guy who played 11 minutes per game that hasn't had much of a chance
Correct.
To show you what he can do. And that opportunity will certainly be here with Memphis. You're gonna double, you're gonna triple those minutes for the month. You know, perhaps we'll see what he can do.
Yes.
But much different situation.
Yeah. That is what I would say. That is what I would hang my hat on if I was a Grizzlies fan, is that he has not had a chance to prove himself. Let's go to Chris in South Haven. Chris, you're on.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up, brother?
I just can't understand for the life of me why people think we didn't get enough for Mike Conley. Mike Conley. I mean, if we are just honest with ourselves, we love him here in Memphis, but he's never been an all-star. He's been a solid point guard. He's almost, you know, he's over 30. I mean, again, besides here in Memphis, everybody else just looks at him just, and he's a very good, just solid point guard. I mean, what else can we expect? I'm happy with whatever we got, to be quite honest with you. Hopefully Grayson Allen or the picks or anything, but we know what we have coming in. It was time for Mike to go anyway, and again, Mike has never been an all-star before. He's just solid, so I'm happy for whatever we got for him, to be honest. Thank
I mean, Ray, appreciate
he's
it.
Making
I,
a lot of money, I, to his point. He's making a ton of money.
Yeah, but I mean, he's a top 30 scorer in the NBA last year. You know, it's not like he's just a solid player. Like, clearly, like, if he was in the Eastern Conference, he'd be a six-time, seven-time all-star.
If his argument is he's not part of your future, just go ahead and get something for it, there's some truth in that argument. If that's what it is. To your point, this ain't some deadbeat. We love Mike Conley. Guy'd have been an all-star if you'd been in the East. That's the only reason he hadn't been one. It's because he's been in the West.
With Chris Paul,
but if the overarching point is we all know Mike Conley ain't a part of the future here,
right.
Get something for him,
right.
And that's completely fair.
My whole thing with it is I wasn't expecting the Grizzlies to get Anthony Davis in return for Mike Conley, but I wanted that young player to be a little bit better than Grayson Allen. That is where I'm at with it.
Again, You're hinging on that Grayson Allen thing, your opinion of him. We haven't seen enough to know. What I tell you.
We haven't seen enough to know.
We haven't seen
that
enough
he's
of him to know yet, one way or the other.
Well, we certainly can't assume he's going to be a good player.
We're just going off our opinions of him watching him. And and that's watching him in a very limited role.
We certainly cannot assume that he will ever be a long-term starter in the
NBA. I don't think
NBA.
You can dog him yet and say that dude's going to amount to nothing.
Well, all we have to go on is what he's done in the league.
But I'm not going to sit here and be all of a sudden. Well, there's this Grayson Allen fan troop that apparently was, you know, wanted him back at the trade. Like now we will talk ourselves into some stuff into Memphis. There's no question about it.
I think the best part of the deal is that 2022 first round pick that could fall anywhere between, you know, 17 and 23. It's the double draft, you know, so that draft gets much deeper. That's exciting.
Best part of the deal, getting that money off.
Oh, I didn't think about it. That's the high school kids, John? Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's the point.
I didn't even think about that.
Yes, that draft will be deeper because of the high school kids coming on. But, John, you moved a contract that was, to the point the caller made, you got a point guard that's over his 30s. We know Utah won him. But you got a point guard that's in his 30s. Yes, he's coming off a good season, John, where he proved he could stay healthy at this age, where he was great from the field, all that stuff. But that was a big old contract you just moved. And now it's off you. That's a big point of this deal too, John.
Yeah.
Let's go to who is this? Who is
got it? Ray on line three?
I thought we just had Ray.
Them
Ray
shackles coming
Ray
off.
You're on.
Remember all them financial shackles?
Jason, John, hey.
What's up, brother?
Hey, that trade got me about to get on these black and milds. I'm feeling good about it, and I'm surprised, John, that you ain't feeling good about it. We about to have the all-white lineup,
bro.
I
feel the
Allen.
Same. Yeah, what's John
saying? It's not the smoking them black and miles this morning.
It's not the same when they come from Duke.
Well, that's a fair point. But I'm excited. I mean, here's what I want to find out in the coming days is maybe we already know this and I missed this, but how much better did the trade get? Because Utah was interested at the trade deadline,
right.
If I remember
right.
correctly. You know, it's like, is this the same offer? Is this the same offer that Utah, you know, gave us back then, or did it get better? But, I mean,
you know, the picks are assets. God knows we need them, mm-hmm. you know, and I like Kyle Korver. I mean, these guys, Jay Crowder, I mean, they're older, but you know, it's exciting. Man, I'm a little concerned about how deep we are, though. I mean, we got, you know, the guys that were playing at the end of last year, and then with the Marc Gasol trade, some players that came in and did a good job at the end of the season for us.
Yep.
I mean, I'm excited.
I am,
and,
too.
And I can't wait to get that Ja Morant jersey.
Excited. Yeah,
for sure. Appreciate the call,
shout out
brother.
To Brad Carson.
Yep. Let's go to Jason in Nutbush. Jason, you're on. What'd you think of the
Nutbush
deal?
Nutbush in the house.
What's up, players?
What's up, brother?
For once in the last 10 years, I know that Chris Wallace isn't making decisions. Mm-hmm. This is a – there's no way Chris Wallace could have pulled this through. I mean, this is a – I don't call it a knockout, but it's a good deal. You know, and I thought it was a good deal before I ever knew they had that 2022 pick or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, getting two first-rounders out of that, and man, that 2022 pick is icing on the cake because you don't know what you're going to get in that. So, you know, I'm good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.